The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Back in high school, I signed up for DoorDash just to see if it was as good as they advertised it. Initially, though, it took me a whole month to finally get myself to take all my first delivery. But from then on, I did a couple deliveries a day and was really happy with the results. A couple months after that, I quit my grocery job and started dashing every day after school and even on most weekends. On this night, I was working extra late because it was a holiday weekend. I was driving from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m., pretty much just going back and forth from the 24/7 McDonald's. A little past 2, I picked up another McDonald's order and went en route to the customer. It was said to be delivered at some sort of a warehouse, and in the notes, it said to go in through the side doors and drop it off at the front desk. When I got there, I pulled into this huge parking lot. It was mostly empty, only having a few semi-trucks in it. The building was definitely an old warehouse though, being just a large rectangle with a few windows and a single door at the front. I checked one more time to make sure I had it right to deliver it through the side door, then pulled around to the side and parked. The side door was one of those really heavy metal doors with a small glass window. I looked through that tiny window and didn't see anything but a small and dark entrance room, but the glare from my car's headlights made the window reflective and hard to see through. I swung it open and was immediately taken back. It was just as dark as it seemed through the window, and it only had a tiny wall light in the corner that was more of a dim safety light. There was no front desk, so I walked around the corner and stood at the end of a long, unlit corridor. I knew that most places that have night shift workers don't keep on the unnecessary lights, but this seemed excessive. I couldn't even see the end of the hallway, so if I were to walk down there, I would be walking into complete darkness. I took my phone out and checked, now for a third time, to see if I'd gone to the wrong place or through the wrong door. Everything seemed right, but there wasn't any way I was going to walk through that hallway. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized how quiet the whole building was. No machinery moving or people talking. Not a sound at all. I decided to call the customer. I clicked on their name and had it dial the number, and just a moment later, I heard a phone ring echo from the other end of the hallway. After another few seconds, it rang again, but it was closer and louder this time. I stared into this empty corridor and could barely make out the faint glow of someone's phone.
"Hey, I got an order here from DoorDash. I'm gonna leave it right here for you," I said, setting the bag down in front of me.
The figure of a large man started to come out of the dark corridor, but they didn't say anything. I waited another second, but as they got closer, it just really seemed unnerving the way they were walking so fast and not speaking. I had this feeling like someone was going to jump out behind me or something, and overall was a little freaked out. I turned around and walked quickly out of the door and back to my car. A few moments later, I saw some movement from behind the small glass window on the door just before I pulled away. That whole thing, it gave me chills and had me call it a night and go straight home. In the end, I chose to believe there was just a weird situation all around, but nothing really happened, so I blew it off. A couple days would go by, and on Monday evening, while I was driving again, I got a strange call. It was from the police department. What happened next was more complicated than it had to be, but basically they questioned me about why I was at that specific warehouse at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Apparently they had security footage of my car pulling up. After explaining I was just a DoorDash driver, and I proved it with the delivery receipt, they told me what was going on. They said that the workers came back from their holiday weekend, where the warehouse was not in operation, and found a DoorDash delivery sitting in the middle of the hallway. Whoever was there had broken in and ordered with a fake account, which is all scary in its own right, but the creepiest part is that they didn't even take the bag of food. It's pretty obvious that they were looking for something else. I don't know what they wanted from me, but I can only assume that if I had stayed and waited for the man, something terrible would have happened. I'm a truck driver for a moving company on the East Coast. We specialize in cross-country moving, typically moving people to the far West Coast, which can take anywhere from 20 to 40 hours, depending on the locations. I only did the driving for the company, not any of the boxing or loading, so the actual job was 100% just driving and picking up or dropping off the trailer at the houses. I'd been working with this company for almost 4 years at the time. This job was like every other. I got to the pickup address and loaded up the trailer full of the customer's belongings. This was a 30-hour drive in total, which I would do with 2 to 3 short rest stops. The hardest states to drive through are in the Midwest, specifically Iowa and Nebraska. There's absolutely nothing there. It's just dead roads with endless fields of grass beside them. It makes for a very boring and therefore tiring drive. As I passed through the Iowa border into Nebraska, the sun had just set and I'd been on the road for about 20 hours. I took a short break already a couple states back, but was just about ready for another. My eyes were heavy and I could feel the drowsiness coming in, but a few more miles down, I saw something on the side of the road. A car was stopped off to the side of my lane with its headlights on. It was a narrow road, so I slowed down to carefully pass. As I did, I noticed the exhaust was steaming, so the car was still running. There was also a man leaning against the driver door and looking right at me. I passed by and gave him a nod, but as I got further down the road, I saw him get back into the car. It was very strange for someone to be sitting on the side of an empty road with a car that still runs. He didn't look like he was in any sort of trouble. He looked like he was waiting. I checked my mirrors often, but the car's headlights disappeared behind me after a few minutes. I was a bit more awake now, but my eyes still felt heavy. Only a mile or so more down the road, I saw another car. This one was sideways in the middle of the road, and as I got closer, I saw another vehicle on the side. It was a large box van. I wasn't sure exactly of the situation, but seeing that gave me a bad feeling. I eased into my brakes, but the car stayed in the middle of the road, so I was forced to come to a full stop. I was maybe 20 yards away and could see multiple men standing along the road and one man in front of the car. I'd have to be the dumbest person in the world to not understand what this was at this point. With no better options, I started moving the truck backward. The men stayed where they were with this horrifying confidence. Then a light shined behind me and a car approached, blocking the way back. A man got out of the car, sprinting at the back of my trailer, and at the same time, all of the men in the front started sprinting at me too. In that instant, my mind went blank and all of my adrenaline took over. I slammed on the gas as I heard a pop on the back of the trailer and the doors swung open. The men in front yelled and tried to stand in my way, but once they saw I wasn't stopping, they jumped on the side of the road. I rammed right into the car, knocking it off the road and completely destroying it. A few gunshots sounded in the distance, but none hit. I could hear cargo falling out of the trailer for the next 5 miles before I was able to call the police and meet an officer on the road. Of course, this was a total mess, but as it all unfolded, it turned out to be much more than just a random attack and robbery. When police arrived at the scene, the car I'd slammed into was left behind, being damaged beyond drivable. With it, they tracked down one of the members of the attackers who gave up information on the others. They had information on the rich homeowners that were moving, then planned to stop me and steal all of the belongings with their box van. They never said what exactly they would have done to me after they robbed the truck, but I don't think it's a stretch to assume that it would have been a lot easier for them to not leave any loose ends.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big.